Well, what it appears to tell us is that several journalists at the News of the World were involved in hacking the voicemails left on Millie Dowler's phone. They did so in pursuit of a story rather than wanting to help the police with their inquiries, and it appears as if they may actually have interfered or impeded the police in their investigations into what turned into a murder inquiry, because they went on claiming that they had evidence that Millie Dowler was still alive at a time when, sadly, it became clear she was not. There was a message, it appears, left on Millie Dowler's phone from a recruitment agency, and after investigation, it turns out that it was left in error. The wrong number had been given by a genuine job applicant. But as a result, the News of the World continued to pursue the idea that she was alive, claiming to the police that they had absolutely incontrovertible evidence. And it's plain that, you know, there were a number of journalists involved in this story who must have known about the phone hacking. And of course, this took place 4 years before the arrest of Clive Goodman. What it does make very plain is that involvement in phone hacking was far more than just the one reporter that was originally claimed, and was taking place far earlier. Now, the police have not given us the names of the journalists for understandable reasons, and we don't want to interfere in any way with their activities, but those names are available to the police, and I would imagine that they will be looked at very carefully by the prosecuting authorities.